Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to visit this morning with a fellow by the name of Mike Pace, who's put together a book that might be of interest to folks, and he'll have a chance for you to take a look at it and meet the author as well here this weekend coming up in Greenfield. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
James, terrific, and how are you? It's great to be on with you.
Just fine. Thank you very much for your time here this morning. I want to talk a little bit about your book. You're going to be doing a book reading and signing this weekend in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center as part of the Iowa Unplugged celebration. They're looking for a lot of different examples of the best of Iowa, and your book will be a part of that. Can you tell us a little bit about what the book offers?
Sure. I've been a writer and a producer in the TV and radio and advertising business for a long, long time, and I've written a lot of scripts, you know, commercials and scripts over the years for videos and what have you, and I've always kind of known that someday I'd get around to writing a book based on the kind of things that I want to write, that I want to say, rather than good old creativity on demand, you know. And in high school, I'll flash it back, James, to a high school class when our teacher asked us to, tell what we thought we'd be doing in 10 years. And I had these unrealistic, naive dreams of professional baseball or jazz musician or a writer, none of which, of course, came true. And so I woke up one day a couple of years ago and said, if not now, when? It's time to do this. And so the book is poetry and prose. I have some rhythm and rhyme, some free verse, a few sonnets, and some short stories about life and love and family and loss and aging and, frankly, the things that all of us deal with in this life, whether you're 18 or 81. And to paint the full picture here, I have to include the hospice connection because my wife has been a volunteer with HCI Hospice Care Services for about 25 years now, ever since her mother died, and we had a wonderful, inspiring hospice nurse. And my wife was so inspired that she took the training and became a volunteer. And then 20 years later, her father, same nurse, my parents, seven or eight aunts and uncles and close friends have benefited by hospice care, and HCI is just a wonderful organization. So we're donating some of the proceeds to HCI.
Well, back to the book a little bit here, too. It's got poetry, it's got prose, it's got photography. Is this kind of a life's collection for you?
Well, not exactly, but I've been dabbling in it for a long, long time, in those moments when you've got a little time to reflect, and I suppose you could call it something like that. I have other things, half-baked screenplays and short stories sitting around that aren't part of this book, but some of the material goes back to, actually the oldest poem is one that I wrote for Gail's mother when she died, and then some of it, pretty good percentage of it written in the last two or three years, certainly the last 5 or 10 years, and the photography is done by a man who was my best friend in high school, in Norwalk High School, who is now in Minneapolis, Mike Wetland. And we just had a great time getting together and matching his photography with my words. A whole lot of fun.
Are there certain themes that folks can follow throughout the book?
Yeah, I think so. In addition to those, larger, broader themes, the life, the love, the family, loss, and aging, those are certainly valid. And then a couple of three things that seem to pop up in the book quite a bit. I have an affinity for Native American culture. There are two or three pieces about that. There are several about aging and about getting older. I woke up one day, James, the oldest person around the table at a meeting, and I realized, you know, I really am old enough to be everybody's father here at this meeting, and that inspired me, if that's the right word, to come up with several pieces in the book that I think as we all age, we deal with our mortality a little differently. We realize certain limitations we didn't used to have, and so there's some of that in the book. There's a few love poems. There's a dedication to my mother and father. Actually, the book is dedicated to Mom and Dad, who died within 6 weeks of each other 2 years ago. And to paraphrase the dedication, my dad was a professor of foreign languages, and my mother was a librarian. And they gave me, among so many other things, my love of words. That's kind of in the dedication. But been a really feel-good project because of the connection with hospice and kind of therapeutic to be able to write things that you really feel.
Yeah. You know, Mike, so many people have this idea in their minds that it's kind of a life's project for them to maybe get published or to put something like that together. And sometimes they just never realize that dream because they find themselves too busy. They can't get down to what they want to do. All of a sudden, you know, the rest of their lives pass them by and they feel like it's too late. Is it ever too late to work on projects like this?
You know, that's a great question and conversation, and it is not. You know, I could give you quite a list of people who've accomplished wonderful things in their later years, and I don't necessarily include myself in that, but I did have that if not now when moment when I decided that I needed to do this if it was ever going to happen. And, you know, I think there's been interesting response to the book, too, James. Having had a presence on television, you know, I think people think they know you, and they think they know what you are and what you do and what you can do. And so I've had some people who didn't realize that I was capable of doing something other than reading numbers twice a week. And then I've had some people who think the book is very, very uplifting, and other people... it's basically a serious book, but there's always kind of a silver lining there, if you know what I mean. I might be talking about heavy subjects in some cases, but have you ever known a life that didn't have some light and some dark? I don't think I have. So it's all in the eye of the beholder or the mind of the reader, I guess. But I'm feeling so good about being able to help the hospice with a modest financial contribution, and I'm sort of appointing myself as a unofficial hospice spokesman for HCI and really ringing that bell when I'm out reading and meeting people, because I really do believe in the work they do. They provide a wonderful service.
You bet. Yeah, and there are hospice centers all over the state of Iowa. That service has been growing so much over the last 20 or so years and become such a vital part of so many people's lives and families. When folks come down here to Greenfield on Saturday, it's this Saturday, by the way, March 8th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Ed and Eva's location there at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. When they stop down this Saturday, Mike, what will they actually see? What will you be doing?
Well, I'm going to have a few books there in case someone would like to purchase one. They are available in the gift shop on a regular basis, by the way. My wife is also going to be with me. She is an artist, and she is a collection of one-of-a-kind greeting cards that are 5x7 small pieces of art that are frameable, frankly, and they're all made of various recycled material, and they're available at Ed and Eva's as well. And I'm going to be set up there in the gift shop with some books and hopefully reading a few things from the book and chatting with folks and personalizing, signing some books if somebody's interested, and talking about hospice and life in small-town America.
Excellent. It's a hardcover book?
Hardcover book, but beautiful photography. I think it's coffee table worthy. It's we're going to round it off to $25 tax included. And again, a good portion of that will go to HCI Hospice Care.
Very good. Well, maybe it'll inspire some other folks to take after that life's dream as well.
Well, I hope so, because it's been a wonderful feeling to physically hold the book in your hand, and I think any author would tell you that. There's, and I published it locally with Pioneer Press out of Des Moines, and there's a wonderful feeling of accomplishment when you've been able to take what's heartfelt endeavor and bring it to fruition and make it real.
You bet. Well, again, good luck to you coming up this Saturday. That'll be at Ed and Eva's at the Warren Cultural Center. It's on the square in Greenfield, and that's Saturday, March the 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. Hope you get a chance to stop on by and enjoy that. And some of the other activities will be going on as part of the Iowa Unplugged celebration. Again, Mike Pace, thanks a lot for your time today, and good luck to you.
James, thank you very, very much. Have a good one.